Welcome to The Flash, where we bring you the day's top news with clarity and insight. Today, we're diving into three significant developments that are shaping discussions around the globe. First, we're examining the hush money trial involving former President Donald Trump, with a focus on the testimony of former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. Next, we explore the recent high-stakes meeting between U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and China's President Xi Jinping in Beijing amid escalating U.S.-China tensions. Lastly, we discuss the Biden administration's controversial stance on sanctioning Israeli military and police units accused of human rights violations. Stay with us as we delve into these critical stories. The hush money trial involving former President Donald Trump has captured the public's attention, especially with former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker returning to the witness stand. Sean, can you shed some light on what's been happening in court?
Absolutely, Wendy. David Pecker's testimony is crucial in understanding the lengths to which the National Enquirer went to protect Trump's image during the 2016 presidential campaign. Pecker testified about the tabloid's role in making payments to silence allegations of sexual misconduct against Trump, stating he acted as Trump's eyes and ears. This strategy of catch and kill wasn't only exclusive to Trump, but also used for other celebrities and political figures.
That's quite intriguing. How is Trump's legal defense countering these assertions?
Trump's legal team is challenging Pecker's testimony, arguing that the practice of burying unflattering stories predated Trump's political rise, suggesting it was a broader industry practice. Trump has pleaded not guilty to falsifying business records related to these payments and is even considering testifying if necessary. The trial progresses amidst Trump's broader legal challenges and his pursuit of re-election, offering a fascinating case study on presidential immunity, media ethics, and political accountability.
The implications of this trial will indeed be far-reaching. Sean, thank you for that comprehensive analysis. As this trial continues to unfold, the focus on Pecker's testimony and the defense and prosecution strategies will be central to understanding this historic moment. Shifting focus now to international relations, Secretary of State Antony Blinken's recent meeting with China's President Xi Jinping marks a significant moment in U.S.-China dynamics. Lester, what stood out to you about this meeting?
Wendy, this meeting was a delicate dance of diplomacy, featuring a mix of conciliatory gestures and firm stances, yet without any significant breakthroughs on core issues. Both nations acknowledge the growing risks of confrontation, despite efforts to maintain open communication. The U.S. raised concerns over China's support for Russia and Ukraine and other geopolitical conflicts, while China accused the U.S. of trying to stifle its growth.
It seems like a challenging path ahead for both superpowers.
Indeed, Wendy. Despite these challenges, both sides made symbolic gestures towards cooperation, like establishing U.S.-China talks on artificial intelligence. However, the strategic disagreements remain unresolved, illustrating the complexity of managing these crucial international relations. This meeting underscores the need for continued dialogue to manage differences responsibly.
Thanks, Lester, for the insightful analysis. The intricacies of U.S.-China relations continue to demand our attention. Now let's turn to a pressing human rights issue concerning the Biden administration's handling of allegations against Israeli military units. Amidst international scrutiny, the Biden administration's response to allegations of human rights violations by Israeli military units in the West Bank is under the spotlight. Laura, what can you tell us about the administration's stance?
Wendy, this issue highlights a troubling disconnect between the U.S.'s legal obligations and its political actions. Despite recommendations by a State Department panel to disqualify several Israeli units from receiving U.S. aid due to human rights abuses, Secretary of State Blinken has not taken decisive action. This has invited criticism and raised questions about the U.S.'s commitment to human rights, particularly in light of the ongoing conflict in Gaza.
It's a complex stance, that's for sure. How does this align with U.S. laws?
It's problematic, Wendy. The Leahy laws mandate cessation of U.S. assistance to foreign military or police units implicated in human rights violations. This reluctance to apply these standards to Israel starkly contrasts with the administration's actions toward other countries, underscoring issues of impunity and non-accountability. This situation represents a pivotal test for U.S. foreign policy and its ethical obligations.
Thank you, Laura, for that enlightening discussion. It's clear that the resolution of these issues will not only test U.S. policy, but also its standing on the global stage. As we conclude this episode of The Flash, we've explored significant developments that shape our understanding of political, international, and ethical dynamics. From the intricacies of high-profile trials to the complexities of international diplomacy and the challenging terrain of human rights, today's discussions underscore the importance of informed dialogue and accountability. Thank you for joining us on this journey through today's top news. Remember, knowledge and entertainment on demand.